They're at the Payzone Club.
Gotcha. The Payzone Club tonight, 7 o'clock. That's when you guys are going to get... Is that Downbeat?
I think that's the Downbeat there. They're also having a... they're mixing it together with some sort of Mardi Gras celebration, so it should,
right
be, it should be fun to show up and see what that's about.
It should be a good time. Yeah. Did that excite you a little bit when you saw the Mardi Gras tag
the guy that handled the booking of the show, he sent me an email that said, oh, by the way, we're also having a Mardi Gras party, and I'm not sure what that entails, so I'm as intrigued as the next person about...
I have a pretty good idea what it entails.
Right, well... And you can't necessarily go wrong, right?
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's Mardi Gras.
We're going to have to go by Walmart and get some beads.
There you go.
A little bit.
There you go.
I don't want to come to the party unprepared.
Exactly. Consummate partier. Scott Shelby in the studio with us, 25 away from the 4 o'clock hour. And unless you don't know who Scott Shelby is, you guys East Coast boys-ish?
Correct. I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Rob lives in Morgantown, West Virginia, so... That's East Coast, I think.
Yeah, well, we were talking East Coast talk earlier, and it's nice to name some places and talk about a few things.
Yeah, sure.
And somebody can say, oh yes, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's nice to say the word Rehoboth. He's like, oh yeah, yeah. You used to go down there, man. I know that beach. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, so it's awesome. Well, thank you guys first of all for coming in.
Oh yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, anytime. And road treating you well?
The road's been all right thus far. I mean, knock on wood, no major mishaps. We've had a show just about every night. We started in Indiana on last Wednesday. Then we went and did 3 shows in Iowa. That had been Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday we were in Missouri.
Now, wait. You said you were in Iowa. Were you in Iowa for the big caucus?
We were there. We were actually there, but we weren't there.
So it wasn't like the whole place was like going crazy
I saw it on Facebook.
That was about it?
That's about the extent.
So nobody where you were at cared? It was just like, there's a thing going on tonight.
There were a couple people that went to it, other than that, no, it wasn't like it wasn't as big as maybe the media made it seem, because we were there and it was not the talk of the town.
It was not,
All right. I was kind of hoping for like pitchforks and torches and people storming the streets.
We didn't get to see any of that.
That would have been awesome.
Oh, wouldn't it? Yeah.
That's the kind of things I like to see, especially in
So bring your pitchforks
America.
And bring your torches tonight for the big Mardi Gras party at the Payzone.
Definitely. I think that might get you in. I think you get in free anyhow, but I think that'll get you in free.
Get you in freer, whatever that means.
Yeah, because nobody's going to argue with a guy holding a torch and a pitchfork.
Correct.
Right.
But last night we were in Norman. Tonight we're here down the road at the Payzone Club. Tomorrow night we're back in Stillwater. This weekend we go to Enid for a show, and then back to Stillwater, and then back to Enid, and then we actually round out the tour in Norman on next Monday, and then head back to West Virginia. So we had a nice, we'll have a nice, call it the Back West Tour is what I kind of called it last year. So this is the second annual Back West Tour. First trip to Elk City, though.
Kind of a homecoming for you.
Well, I was going to ask, the whole Back West thing. I mean, because you're a Texas native, right?
Correct. I was born and raised in Texas, just north of Dallas. Right before you cross over into Oklahoma, Sherman Denison would be like the biggest town people would recognize, I think. But I actually went to Bells High School. And then I went to grad school up at Oklahoma State in the physiology reproduction department. So I've spent a couple of years in Oklahoma. Never made it out to Elk City to play, though. This will be my first time, so I'm kind of excited to get out tonight. And then it's a Wednesday. We're just happy to have work, and the place seems to be like the place to go in town, is what I've heard. So hopefully we'll see some people out.
Yeah, we'll show up Elk City tonight. Now let's take in the single Young and Invincible.
Young and Invincible, yeah. It's actually a song that I wrote whenever I went to a junior college. The only reason it would have any notoriety right now would be because it's the same junior college that Cam Newton went to, Blinn College in Brenham, Texas. He was actually, I taught animal science there for like 2 semesters as a graduate student after I had graduated down there, and he was actually in my animal science class. But anyways, I wrote this song.
Wait, hold on. So like if he did well on an assignment, would he grab his paper and...
he did not do that, but he just had this air about him. Like, I mean, he's all man. I mean, he's a giant. So
he's all man.
So whatever.
Every pound of him is testosterone.
Exactly. So, but I wrote this song whenever I was actually a student there, and it's kind of about the junior college experience. So if you've been to junior college, especially in small town, Texas or small town Oklahoma, and I don't know, there are several junior colleges in the area. This is kind of a true-to-life testimony of junior college. It's called Young and Invincible.
All right, let's take it in. Here's Young and Invincible, Scott Shelby on the back roads at KECO.
Skipping class and living life too fast, you never want this to end. Skinny dipping a few miles out of town with some cheap beer and a few of your friends. The campfire blaze barely dries our clothes just before the break of dawn. And we just got 2 hours of sleep before a meteor mouth rolls along. Taking city limit signs in a blaze of glory, sure, they for one hell of a money motor story. The cops might tell us that we're on a last warning, but as a trooper passed, we hide a beer and play it cool. Man, it's nice to be this young and invincible. Time here at A&M. Will you get enough cash to pay the cover charge down at the local bar? Searching my heart and deep in my pocket, I make a toast to becoming a star. Taking city limit signs in a blaze of glory, show vapor one hell of a money motor story. The cops might tell us that we're on our last warning, but as a trooper we had a beer and play it cool. Man, it's nice to be this young and invincible. Memories made and many songs played, living life in a dream. Here's some things I regret and I'll try to forget, but looking back I wouldn't change a thing. Cause there was money well wasted and time well spent in this hole that we call a town. But if you wanna see what made a man of me, you better take a look around. Taking city limit signs in a blaze of glory, show paper one hell of a money motor story. The cops might tell us that we're on a last warning, but as a trooper passed, we had a beer and played cool. Man, it's nice to be this young and invincible. Taking city limit signs in a blaze of glory, show paper one hell of a money motor story. The cops might tell us that we're on our last warning, but as a trooper passed, we had a beer and played cool. And it's nice to be this young and invincible. Young and invincible.
Lightner.
Yep, that's it.
Gotcha. Now, how long have you two been doing this?
I guess we met about a year ago through the agency that we're with, Mason Ridge Entertainment, and we started booking some tours together. Our first tour, we went through North Carolina and played a few shows out there, and then came back. We're kind of trying to expand to the Virginia Beach and Ocean City, Maryland, kind of the East Coast thing. That way we have, we get to go spend a couple of weeks at a time on tour and basically get a mini vacation and get paid for it.
Right, yeah, no joke.
But it's, I mean, kind of the same deal with Oklahoma coming out here and touring. You know, there may not be an ocean nearby, but it's at least we're not in 3 feet of snow right now.
Very true. Very true. All right, now, what tune are you guys going to play for us?
We're going to play a song off my last album. It's called Thousand Miles. It's one that I wrote whenever I was seeing this girl in Bowie, Texas, and I decided to move 1,000 miles away. It's called Thousand Miles.
All right, here we go. 1,000 miles on the back roads of KECO.
Peeking through these shades. Yeah, damn the sad old songs on the radio today. And I hate these walls holding in my pain. And every breath I've wasted begging you to stay. Well, it once was a perfect picture, the only place I wanted to be. But then you left and lost interest. Now this house is just a pile of bills to me. 1,000 miles away from Tennessee. 1,000 miles away from Tennessee. And damn your dream, what about me? What about a wife and kids in your family? And I hate these boots, these damn blue jeans, and everything you forgot here reminding me that it once was a perfect picture, the only place I wanted to be. But then you left and lost interest. Now this house is just a pile of bills to me. 1,000 miles away from Tennessee. 1,000 miles away from Tennessee. Rob Leitner on the guitar. I know you're out there chasing those neon rainbows and that honky-tonk dream, but can't you tell you're missing out on us, and you're not the only one who's got needs. Well, it once was a perfect picture, the only place I wanted to be. But then you left and lost interest. Now this house is just a pile of bills to me. 1,000 miles away from Tennessee. 1,000 miles away from Tennessee. Well, day on the sun, peeking through these shades. Yeah, damn the sad old songs on the radio today. 1,000 miles.
Man, I can dig it. Man, I can dig it. That's good stuff. That's good
stuff.
Thank
you.
If you don't like that, I can't fix you. Let's see. We're 5 away from the 4 o'clock hour on 96.5 KECO on the back roads. Where can everybody keep up with you guys?
All right. My website is scottshelbymusic.com. That's Scott like the paper towels.
Nice.
Shelby like the Mustang. So I guess that makes my motto clean and fast.
There you are.
scottshelbymusic.com. Rob, where can we find your little website at?
Find me at Rob Leitner.
Hey, grab that mic and pull it out there, man.
You got it. RobLeitnerMusic.com. You can also find me on Facebook at Rob Leitner Music. And, of course, obviously, on the road with Scott Shelby.
Right.
Yeah, you can hit us up on Facebook and interact with us. And we got links to I have some music videos and stuff on there. And iTunes, I have free.
I was going to ask you, where can everybody pick up the music?
Yeah, right? iTunes, if you got a smartphone. If you don't, I'm sure your grandchild could let you borrow theirs. And I have some albums on there. It's just Scott Shelby, the three albums. My first one that was recorded in Nashville is Young and Invincible, and that one has 10 songs on it. Then I recorded live at the Wormy Dog in Oklahoma City with my band last year. That one's on there. And then my most recent album, Still Got It, it's the title track. I recorded that at Quest Track Studios in Stillwater with Tony Payne, which is the retired bass player for No Justice.
Right.
And he was a producer on that album. So three to choose from if you download them and you listen to them. I mean, it'll be easier to entertain you at the shows because you'll know the words.
Exactly.
Along.
Yeah, just do just a little bit of homework. Just a little bit of homework and you have a real good time.
Real good time. Tonight at the Payzone Club. I think it's a club or lounge. Seems like they changed the name recently.
Yes, the Payzone. Everybody knows.
The Payzone.
Everybody knows where the Payzone is. There you go.
Great,
so you're at the Payzone tonight. Downbeat at 7-ish.
Yeah, right at 7. And it's supposed to be in combination with a Mardi Gras party. So come prepared for that. I'm not sure how to prepare for it.
Just go in with an open mind, man.
Yeah, open mind. We'll open mind for sure.
Well, thank you very much, guys, for stopping by.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, thanks for having us.
Hey, anytime, seriously.
Studio's awesome here. I mean, we've been shoved in closets the past couple of days.
Some guy with a wonky eye asking you to sing in Yonda Can.
Yeah.
But seriously, anytime you guys are on I-40, need a break, need a breather, hit me up.
Awesome.
Open door.
Appreciate it.
Open
absolutely.
Door. Fantastic.
Appreciate it.
Dug the performance. Loved
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Loved it, man. Seriously. Scott Shelby, go check it out and be at the Payzone tonight. Downbeat at 7 o'clock. Mardi Gras party. Gotcha.
Mardi Gras party.
Now, if I could ask you guys, I don't know if there's a cost associated with it, but if I could get your autograph on that sign, if you could sign the sign for me.
Definitely.
Sign
absolutely.
The sign.
No charge, just this once.
Okay, all right, sweet. I got my freebie. I'm going to encroach even further and ask for a photo.
Great.
So we can post that all over the website and the Facebooks and all the fun things.
Definitely. That would be
wonderful.
Our pleasure.
All right, so
you're not going to want to wash that sign for a little while.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll just laminate that part of it. Thank you very much for stopping by, guys.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very, very much.